I'm not a maid. I just like...
Tito Bobby kept shouting on me when we were driving here.
Yeah?
He's so loud. It's so annoying.
They're so annoying. I hate this job, Jules.
I know.
Look, this mic's actually get close to you. I think we should just like... We can take over. Do you think the show would be successful if we would do it?
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Look, we even have some of the homeless plus clothes from Tito Bobby. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Bad Friends.
Hi.
Right? And I can just like yell at you because that's super easy. It's like, you're late! You're late today! Why are you late? Right? You just have to do nothing. This is the easiest job in the world.
Yeah.
They don't even know how much we do.
Can I still have my knife?
Yeah, I think you should have your knife.
Okay.
That's it. There you are.
If they interrupt us, then...
Then we use it?
Yeah.
That would be nice. Be so nice. I think this will be so much nicer.
You talking now? You starting? No. Yeah, why don't you start the podcast? Let them start the podcast. Go ahead. Is it on? Everything on?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Welcome to Bad Friends.
Hi.
We decided to take over Bobby and Andrew.
Yeah.
Because this is such an easy job.
We just get to talk and shout at each other.
Right. Right.
And be mean.
Be mean. We could be good friends instead of bad friends.
Yeah.
Right? We're way nicer. So what did you do today, Juliana? Did you sleep until like 4?
No, I slept until 5. And I woke up because the constructors were coming to our house because yesterday... Tito Bobby flooded the house.
No.
Well, we were on the beach.
No, I didn't fucking...
Shut up!
Yeah.
Right, so what else happened?
And then the floor is broken, and then we have to move to another house in a week.
How did he do that?
I don't know. He couldn't hear it. But I don't believe him.
Was he playing video games?
He was doing yoga.
Nah. He was exercising?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys are doing a good job with him.
What about you, Amir? Tito Bobby, can you get closer to the mic?
I am close.
Closer.
This is it. It's right in my
mouth. No, closer.
I'm close now. This is the way. It can't get any closer than this.
That's what you do.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Somebody's got to go to a country club so he can get in at 3 o'clock. Because he is elitist. That's right. It's like, hey, everybody, welcome to Bad Friends. I'm Bobby Lee.
I'm Andrew Santino.
And so, you know, I get a call yesterday from one of my best buddies. He goes, hey. He goes, hey. You know how that's how he fucking answers the phone.
I said, hi, Bob. I was actually very nice the other day. I go, hey, Bob, are you?
Yeah.
And I congratulated you, didn't I? Because what did you do? What did you do
nothing.
The other day?
So, nothing.
What did you do?
What do you mean? I do a lot of things.
No, what did I congratulate you on, Bob?
Oh, I'm being perfect?
What did I congratulate you on?
Oh,
you sold a television show.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And because...
So I had to move. So let me say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So this week I'm pitching to networks because I wrote a stupid show. Okay? With my friend Peter. And
Peter wrote it. Go ahead.
God damn.
You don't even have final draft on your computer. I bet my life on it.
Okay. Anyway.
Do you? Do you have?
I don't have a computer.
Okay. So Peter wrote it.
No. I do old school. Yes, old school. Hemingway.
What's old school?
On a fucking pad.
With a feather pen?
Yeah, yeah, with a feather pen. Okay. Okay.
All right, so you wrote the show with Peter, and you sold a show, and I was so happy for you.
So then Thursday, we shoot this on Thursdays.
Usually, yeah.
Usually, and I call him and I say, listen, we're still pitching to other places. Mm-hmm. Can we move this to Friday? And he goes, ah, 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 you know, his face gets on fire. I'm Ghost Rider. Right? Yeah, and then, so then last night he calls me and he goes, meet me at 1 o'clock. We do it. We do this at 3, by the way.
Hey, Bob, do you think you can do this at 1 p.m.? That's what I said. Bob, right. Do you think you can do it tomorrow at 1 p.m.? It would
but
help me
like
out.
But that's like asking a normal person, just a normal person, hey, can you get here at 4 in the morning?
Normal people don't fucking sleep till 3 p.m.
I'm just saying, I'm not normal. I have a different
that scale
sleeping
isn't,
schedule.
But that scale isn't correct. That's not correct.
Right, it's like somebody
saying, hey, can you show up at 7 a.m.? Yeah,
okay, yeah,
pretty.
Yeah.
That's super reasonable.
7 a.m.
Super reasonable.
Okay.
People do it every day to go to work. Every single day. In fact, the mass population probably does that every day.
Yeah, but...
Go ahead. Tell your fucking story.
Right, so I go, why? Don't worry about it. I move for you.
That's right. I move for you.
I move for you, and I go, all right, you must have something important to do.
That's right.
So I get up, and it was really difficult.
And you got up today, and it was hard to get up today,
huh? It was so hard to get up. You know, well, I get up.
Yeah.
Andrew has, his aunt probably has cancer, and he has to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, he's meeting, you know, the Russo brothers.
I am meeting the Russo brothers this afternoon.
Because he's going to be in the next Avengers movie. Something like that. And that satisfies. Let me finish!
You're so annoying. I don't have any work coming in right now.
Really? You're on Davey.
It doesn't come back for a calendar year. So I don't get to work for a year.
Davey.
So you get to dance around. You've done two commercials, okay?
Davey.
You've had two auditions. And you sold a television show.
So then I go, I come here and I go, what was it at 3 that you had to go? Well, I'm trying to get into this country club.
Golf club.
Country club.
Golf club. It's a men's club. It's a golf club.
And I go, that's... why you move?
I have to go meet with the board today. That's important.
All right, so...
At 3 p.m.!
All right, why are you getting so angry for?
At the end of the day!
What are you getting so angry for?
You're such a fucking... You're
I'm
a gaslighting
calm.
Dick. No, you're
I'm
a dick.
Calm.
You were smoking and you talked shit outside before the cameras were on.
I'm so calm right
Look
now.
Look at the average time that most Americans wake up.
Yeah.
Guess what time it doesn't have on there? P.M. No post-meridian on there. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You get you complain about waking up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
The reason why I
to
do it,
me a little baby favor.
Oh, I'm sorry, Juliana's sick.
Then why is she here?
She sleeps right. She sleeps. She needs 12 hours of sleep.
Why are you here if you're sick? She shouldn't be here if she's
and
sick.
I'm on a daily basis. I'm on her schedule so she can get her fucking rest. Okay,
is that true, Jules?
No,
you don't
no.
sleep 12 hours.
I do, but.
There we go. She has a condition.
She's
we haven't gotten to the doctor.
She's growing. She's an 18-year-old girl. She's young. She's still growing. She needs her sleep and her rest. Her mind is still developing. You are 50. Shouldn't you be
48.
Up? 48. 48.
Yeah, 48 years old.
I know, but you're kissing 50 right there. Is that 50?
Yeah.
And it's fine. I'm not criticizing you. For your sleep schedule, but when I ask you to do me a small favor,
if people didn't know who we were and we took headshots and we had a fucking committee, like a focus group,
yeah,
and said who's older, I don't know. I don't know who would fucking win that fucking competition.
That's because you were always ugly. You always looked ugly. I got uglier as I got older. That's fine, but you always looked that way.
That's mean. That's cruel.
It's just as cruel as the thing
that's
you just said to me, Bob. You just said I look older than you.
You said I was 50.
You are.
I know.
You're almost 50.
I know.
And you know what we're going to do for your 50th birthday?
Let's go back to the country club.
Let's go back to the golf club and let's go back to your house. Why are you moving out of your house?
Okay. If we first of all, I was not going to even mention this.
Jules did.
So there are consequences to your behavior, young lady, right? And we talked that we would not mention this, and you threw me fucking under the bus. Okay.
Ba-doom, ba-doom. That was
so,
you.
So.
You broke the floor and now you have to move out.
No.
Jules tell it? Can I hear her tell it instead of you? Because yours is going to be...
What she just told it?
Yeah.
And she just said something that made me so angry.
What did she say?
She goes, and it's Bobby's fault. Something like that.
Was it Bobo's fault?
I mean, no one was there. Except him.
If it's only you at home, whose fault is it then?
Okay. So what you're saying to me is this. That I took the kitchen... Okay. So we have two sinks in the kitchen.
I know.
Okay. We have an island.
Yes.
On the island, is a next sink. To the sink, mm-hmm. right, is... The lever for the fucking sink is one of those long metal things that stick out. And it's very loose.
Yeah.
You tap it a little bit, water sprays.
Sure.
What's next to the sink? The cat bowls. We have three cats.
I know.
Okay. Bojo or Goonie, one of those two cats, hit the fucking lever, right?
Mm-hmm.
While I'm in the other room doing yoga, these girls are going to the beach, you know, because that's the life they live.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Right? You bastard. You did, fucking ungrateful.
Did you even invite
bastard.
Did you invite him to the beach?
No, she yeah. didn't. No, she didn't.
Ati Kalila did, but then
no, you don't you didn't invite me.
But Ati Kalila did.
Yeah, but you didn't invite me.
Why didn't you say Tito Bobby, do you want to come to the beach? Do you not care if he comes to the beach?
No, I care, but Ati Kalila already did. And he said no.
But I think it would mean a lot to him if you invited him.
Okay, next time.
Yeah. It would mean so much to me. All right. Oh, and by the way, I wasn't gonna even mention this. But this, you deserve it. When we were on the fucking car ride over here, we drove by a guy, right? And she goes, there he is. I go, and I wave to this guy. We're driving.
Mm.
And I go, who did I just wave to? It's him. Who? You would think that it was Brad Pitt.
Right. Some famous
you
hot
guy.
You would
think it was George Clooney just walking down the street.
Right.
She goes, Jason Nash. You know who that is?
Oh, yeah. He does, he did sketch stuff.
I'm sure he's a very nice guy and very talented.
I know who
right?
he is, yeah.
But she acted as if it was, Jesus just came back.
I wasn't that excited.
You were.
Yeah, you were.
You had Yeah, you were. No. Oh, yeah, you were. Okay.
You like him, huh?
Yeah, she likes him. And then she does a slam, another slam that you did.
Huh.
I go, what, you like that guy? She, no, he old. I go, she goes, he old as you. And I was like, you know, that
yeah,
hurts.
But she likes him because she finds him entertaining. You don't have a crush on him.
No.
It's not like that.
I mean,
she just thinks he's funny.
I have no idea.
She thinks he's funny.
So anyway, I'm doing yoga. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm in the pose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the stretches.
Yeah.
Right? All of a sudden, I see... Kalila running, they come home from the beach. The house is flooded. I go into the kitchen. There's like this much water, right?
Wait, time out.
On hard wooden floors.
Time out, real fast. They were gone. You were home. The house flooded. You didn't know.
No.
Wow.
Mm.
So you had turned on the sink on accident. You went down to do yoga.
I didn't fucking turn on the sink. I never use that fucking sink.
But neither do they.
Yeah, they do. They use that sink all the time.
But they didn't use it that day before the beach.
The cat hit it, man.
The cat turned it on.
Yes.
So wait, it's the spigot that goes into the sink. How would it flood? Is it plugged? Did the sink
flood? No, so the is it the spigot?
Sure.
Where the water comes out?
Yeah. I don't know if we can say that, but
what's it called?
I think it's a spigot.
Okay, let's just say call it spigot. It was off to the side.
Right.
On the counter.
Like it was turned.
Because it turned. It can turn. Yeah. So what they're accusing me of is I went, gee, I have yoga in 5 minutes. I might as well just do this.
Shh.
Yeah. Shh.
I like water.
Yeah. And then walk away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did not do that.
Do you know I know it's the cat? You know how I know it's the cat? The woman who bought this house across the street from me, a really sweet girl, anesthesiologist, just moved in. The first week she was in the house, she has two cats. She's gone because she works long hours at the hospital for 13 hours one night. She comes home. The entire house is flooded because a cat turned on the sink
exactly,
and ruined the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
A week she moved in, she had to redo the whole floors and the whole entire house.
Yeah.
Because all the water kept going down to the other levels, too.
Yeah, and that's what we're worried about.
So wait, is your water seeping down to the other levels of the house?
No, but the wood is getting bumpy.
Oh, dude, it's warped.
It's bad.
Oh, that's
warped.
Really
bad.
It's bad,
yeah.
Do you think that she should pay for it?
Yeah.
I think you should work
but
it off.
But here's another slam that she did. So I tell them, I swear to God... It's the cats. She doesn't believe me, this one.
What do you think happened? Let me ask Rudy, what do you think happened?
No, I think the cats, but then he could have heard the water.
Oh, she's saying you were negligent in your behavior. She's saying you don't care.
So what she's saying is that I'm doing the yoga pose.
What position do you think you're in?
Right here?
Yeah, what is that?
I'm upside down right now.
Oh, on your head?
This is the floor.
What's that called? I don't know yoga positions.
What's it called?
Headstand?
Headstand. I'm doing a headstand.
That's what that's called? How come some of them are so elaborate and that one's called headstand? They're downward dog.
I do downward dog.
What's the baby one? Birthing? Childbirth? Child pose?
Child pose, yeah, yeah.
What's the other one? There's another really...
Cobra.
Cobra. The cobra. That's this one, right?
No, that's one.
That's an eagle.
That's an eagle.
That doesn't look like an eagle at all. This looks more like a cobra.
Yeah.
Because snakes intertwine.
This looks like spinal bifida.
Yeah.
They call it the spinal bifida.
This is the humpback.
But here's what happens. So I tell them, we're bummed. And so I guess 40 minutes later, I go, I'll have some coffee. Right?
What?
So you know, it's one of those coffees where it's a machine where you press the button.
It goes
right. Yeah. It's like little cups.
Yeah, it's a Keurig,
something like that.
Yeah,
and I press it, and then all of a sudden there's coffee all over the place, and I had forgot to take the cup and put it in the thing.
Oh, it just said you just thought coffee. The cup will be there.
I don't know what's
make
going.
Coffee, coffee machine.
I don't know what happened.
Biggity boggity boop.
So there's now coffee everywhere,
Bob.
And then she looks at me. She goes, you did the faucet.
Yeah, I love you, Jules.
And look, I go, you wait. Oh, God.
I'm on your team. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. That being said, someone has to pay for it, and that someone is you. How much is it going to cost? Be real. Did they estimate it?
It could cost anywhere between $20,000. I don't know.
Where did you guys have to go in the meantime? You have to move into a rental?
I'm trying to figure out if we can stay there.
While all that work, they have to rip up all the floors, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's
man.
No way. This woman across the street had to go to a hotel. She couldn't. They were like, you can't be in the house. We're ripping up all the floors.
That's a disaster. Was she bummed?
You know what's so funny is like she was upset, but she goes, this isn't the first time my cats have fucked something up in the house.
Yeah, it was the first time in my mind I'm like, is it worth having cats?
I mean, you know my opinion.
I know. I love
my
cats.
You know what my dog has never done?
What?
It's never turned on my sink.
Yeah, you know what your dog has never done?
What?
Hopped onto a kitchen cabinet.
Yeah, because that's insane. Why do I have an animal inside the house that acts like it's a zoo?
That's true, right?
I like animals that poop
stay
outside.
On the floor.
Stay on the floor.
We should have a rule. Cats,
stay on
the floor.
Floor.
Next time you're on anything levitated.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
You're going to go to Peru. Because in Peru, they have a cat eating festival.
Do they?
Yeah, where they hunt the cats, though. So they put a cat.
In the wild.
No, I don't know. They're like house cats. You put a cat in an arena, and they throw like bow and arrows at it. Yeah. It's real. Yeah. I think it's in Peru. You know, I don't know how the game works. But.
Well, cats have different meanings all over the world, right? If you go to Egypt, cats are the most like they're high praise, right? They're like these beautiful ancient creatures that they give a lot of love to. But then you go to certain places, like in the Netherlands, they have shot putting contests with cats. Do you know that?
Oh no!
They throw them as far as they can.
Wow!
Because cats are going to land on their feet.
Yeah.
So they'll just huck them as far as they can. Those Netherlands people are wild, dude. So they spin them around.
Yeah. What do they call that when they put two cats in a bag and hang them over like a phone?
Pinata?
No. What they do is back in the day, you should put two cats in a bag.
Uh-huh.
They throw it on like a phone wire, right? And then they just kill each other in the bag.
Whoa. What is that called? Two cats in a bag.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is, Jules? Have you ever heard of
that? There's a term, but it's a famous term, but I forgot what it was. But you know what? I love cats because, you know, dogs to me.
Yeah, this is how to cat-proof your home. There's nothing in here. Dogs to you what? Go ahead. Keep talking.
Dogs to me are a little too needy.
In what way?
I've always had cats. I prefer cats.
Yeah,
dogs are always like, you know, dogs are always like, where are you going?
Yeah, they want to know. They're concerned.
Nah. I don't like it.
Cats
are like, who are you? I like that.
They live in your house. So that's so disrespectful.
It's like that in women, right? You don't want a woman that's too needy.
But you want a woman that shows you affection and love, which cats do on their time.
That's what I like. It's like Kalila when I met Kalila.
But Kalila doesn't. Kalila shows you love and affection all the time.
No, but Kalila was so difficult to get.
What do you mean? Oh, to like get as a girlfriend?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I was like, I might have people to get this one.
Yeah.
First of all, she's like,
none of us thought so. None of us thought so.
Fuck you.
When I first saw Kalila, I was like, and I met her. Not when I saw her. How about this? Take away just her, that she's pretty.
Yeah.
When I saw that she was so cool and nice and sweet.
Yeah.
I was a little annoyed.
Yeah, yeah.
That was your girlfriend.
Yeah.
It bothered me.
People get annoyed.
People got annoyed.
Yeah.
Because a good-looking girl is a good-looking girl. There's a fucking billion of them in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
She's very cool, and it was a little bothersome for me.
Yeah.
It was annoying.
Yeah.
BetterHelp. Hey, Bob. You and I both need therapy, and we get it, don't we?
I use this service in my personal life. It changed my life. I love BetterHelp.
Yeah, because it's nice to talk to people, and I know it's difficult right now. It's hard. Everyone's having hard times, but BetterHelp gets you communicating in almost no time.
I think during the pandemic, doing internal growth is very this is your time to grow within and to help yourself spiritually grow, emotionally grow.
I agree.
And deal with trauma or whatever you and some issues that you have. So,
and this way you can do it from the comfort of your own home, okay? You can log into your account anywhere and message your counselor. These are professional people online. They're committed to facilitating therapeutic matches. They make it easy for you, right, Bob? I mean, it's a simple thing. We both used it, and they want you to be happy, and I think we all deserve to talk to somebody.
It's also affordable, and it's more traditional, more than offline counseling, and financial aid is available as well.
Right, so if you need it, they can help you out. They want you to start living a happier life today. Go to their website and read their testimonials. You can tell that they have had so many people that agree that it's really worked through some of their hard times, especially during Pandy.
Mm-hmm.
So go to BetterHelp.com/BadFriends. That's H-E-L-P, Better, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp, and join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Special offer for our Bad Friends crew. The listeners get 10% off your first month. Ain't no shame in talking to somebody.
Ain't no shame.
Ain't no shame. Go to BetterHelp.com/BadFriends.
MeUndies. MeUndies, guys, is my favorite underwear. It's like they have so many cute designs. It fits so snug on my it almost feels like I'm not even wearing underwear. I use it when I perform too, because I like to do little dances on stage. It literally is my favorite underwear company.
Stretchable, breathable fabric. I like to bring a bunch of MeUndies with me on the road, and I change them out depending on my mood. Sometimes I want little pizza on there. Sometimes I want little palm trees.
I have some with raccoons. I have some with pandas and others, et cetera, et cetera.
It's the softest fabric known to man, baby. It's sustainably sourced beechwood trees that magically turn from pulp to yarn to undies. They have so many different colors and styles. We do love it. We both have MeUndies.
I really do love it.
And it makes Bobo's butt look really nice and plump.
Nice and plump. Like,
big old peach.
Like a Kardashian.
But you're like a little Korean Kardashian,
yeah,
huh?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, you are. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. Any first-time purchasers, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. They send it for free.
Oh, my God. What is this, lottery?
This is the lottery, baby. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/BadFriends. That's MeUndies.com/BadFriends.
No, you and your wife bother me.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's fine, but let me say this. She shows you love and affection on just like a dog does, right? She's concerned with where you go.
But in the beginning, no. So in the beginning, right, it was like her first thing was, I'm never going to go to L.A. She lived in Long Beach.
Right.
And I go, what do you mean? Like, you're going to have to come to me. So every day, you know how far Long Beach is.
That's where I used to live down there.
How long was it? I mean, from L.A.
45 minutes every day.
In traffic?
Yeah, about an hour then in traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Every day I would drive there and back. There and back for months.
How long did it take before she kissed you?
Well, it took about a month.
A month, no kisses.
No, she would do things like spit in my face and stuff.
Hmm.
I swear to God.
Which is just as like a bit? Like
as a sexual.
Ha.
Like a sexual.
Oh, thing. That was hot. That was like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Took a while to kiss. And then eventually, because what I needed to seal the deal was her to come to LA, to come to the Comedy Store.
To see you perform.
Not only see me perform, but see, because I think she thought I was a lower level comic.
She didn't know who you were at all.
She did.
I mean, outside in the comedy
about
world,
Mad TV and all that.
That's
stuff.
What I mean.
Yeah,
she
but,
knew you as an actor.
Yeah, but she didn't know, right? So once I brought her to the Comedy Store,
she understood.
You have to bring a girl to the Comedy Store.
Well, they have to. Anytime you're dating someone,
yeah,
whether it's brand new or it's late in the relationship, you always need to let them see that you're doing well.
Yeah,
to give them some semblance of like
a hope.
Hey, you know I'm like not.
I'm homeless.
I'm not shitting the bed. I'm actually like this. I'm actually. That's only because. oftentimes people just go, yeah, I know my buddy's a stand-up comedian. Oh, what is he? Yeah. He does it like, I think in June, he does it like once every June, maybe like once a year or twice a year.
Yeah.
And then we become that same guy in their mind. Oh, you do stand-up? Oh, when do you do it? Every fucking waking minute of my life. Every night of my fucking life. Oh, I've never seen you.
Or you're in a cafe in the Midwest, right? You're on a gig.
Yeah.
Right? And you're at a cafe and some guy will walk up to you and sit next to you or whatever. Doesn't know who you are.
What are you doing here?
Hey, what are you doing here? And I go, oh, I'm a comic. And he goes, hey, you live in Los Angeles? Mm-hmm. I go, yeah. You know Frankie Rice? And I go, Frankie Rice? No, how would I know him? He does comedy as well.
Oh, I say yes.
Oh, you do?
Every time.
All right, let's say it.
No matter who it is.
Let's do this.
Okay, we're in Ohio. I'm just eating soup at a little restaurant by myself.
Hey, my redheaded friend.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. My name is Bill. What's your name?
I'm Andrew.
Oh, hello, Santino. Andrew. Nice to meet you. What great weather today, huh?
It is, yes.
I haven't seen you. I come to this coffee shop a lot. I haven't seen you around.
I don't live here.
Where do you live?
Can I get the check? I live in Southern California.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been to California. I've never ever left the state.
Well, you should go. Oh, well, you should go because it's a great place.
What do you do? What do you do for a living there?
I'm going to pay for his stuff as well. Thank you.
What do you do, Andy?
I'm actually in town doing stand-up.
Will you do stand-up? Wow.
Yeah, I'm at the club here. I'm just at the club right up the street.
You must know Deborah Nickelback.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
You know Deborah Nickelback?
Do you keep in touch with her?
Well, she died.
She did die.
Yeah, she died.
Oh, God, yeah.
But she did stand-up comedy as well.
Right, I remember her. Yes. She was great. She was very good. In fact, she was so good that's somebody that I looked up to for a long time. That's someone I love.
Yeah.
I love her.
And for an African-American woman to do stand-up.
Thank you very much.
Stand-up in the...
Yes.
She wasn't African-American. She was white.
She was white, but she was always tan. I do
good save.
I have to lie my way
good
through it.
Good save.
But when someone does that, there's no advantage of... You have to just go for it. You got to. I just go, yes, I think I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Because if you say no, then they're going to go, huh. You know Bryce Mickelson? No. Huh. You know Adam Chetlahan? No.
Yeah.
Huh. And they just keep digging to think. And then they'll just shoot for the moon. Then they'll do a big name that they know you
this
don't know.
This is what I do. Go, you do me now.
Okay. Yeah, well, just a table for one. And are you Bobby Lee?
No, you're supposed to not know who I am.
Oh, fuck.
The same scenario sorry. You were in.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Same fucking scenario. What the fuck are you doing?
I haven't acted in a long time.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on. Yeah. I'll just take a booth here, and that's fine. Hey, man.
Hello.
I've never seen you here.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Are you new in
no,
town
be,
or something?
I'll be real. No,
hold on here.
I always open like
yeah,
that. Yeah, I always open like that. Hello. No, hey, no, I did.
Hey, man,
yeah.
How are you?
Good? Good, man. Good, good.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy out there today. Isn't that nuts? That car accident happened on I-98?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
You didn't read about it this morning? Did you watch the morning news?
No, man, I'm not.
With
I'm
Ken,
not,
and, Ken and Carrie?
Yeah, I'm not from around here.
Oh, you're not from, no, you're not no, a loke?
No. I'm not a loke.
Oh, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from, I live in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yeah.
The big
That's
city.
Right, Captain.
What
That's
goes on
right.
over there, huh?
Ooh.
You must be a Hollywood guy.
Cocaine nights, my friend.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Are you a Hollywood guy?
No, no. I'm just working. I just do stand up.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You're a stand up comic?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
Where are you performing? Are you in town performing?
Yeah.
Where? The club right up here, the street?
Yeah, the Chuckle Fuck Factory.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
What do those tickets cost? Maybe me and my wife will go.
Sold out.
It's sold out?
It's sold out, yeah.
Wow. Well, they must have given away a bunch of tickets or something. That's wild. I didn't even know. They didn't even tell me that they were selling.
I don't do comps.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't. You know, I have, because I'm a special act that I don't have.
Oh, you're a handicapped guy.
No.
And I was going to say that when I saw you when I walked up.
You fucking
No, but honestly, yeah. No, I didn't know. So you do comedy. That's why, you know, I know some guys that moved out there to do comedy.
Yeah?
And they're doing really well. They're doing very well.
I want to know. Hold on for a second.
Yeah.
Let me get my notebook and pen.
Okay.
So I can write it down.
Well, just some guys that I grew up with.
Go ahead. Tell me the names, please. I'm very eager to hear it.
Well, Sarah Silverman, Patton Oswalt.
Now, if that happened,
if he starts naming names that you know,
I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know them.
Yeah.
I actually have had a guy tell, I had an Uber driver name someone that we did know. I was in Jersey. Mm. I was somewhere on the East Coast. Oh, no, I was doing, I was just Stress Factory in Jersey. And he goes, where are you going? I said, I'm going to do this comedy club. And he goes, oh, cool. I know a comic out there in New York. I said, oh, yeah, you know New York guys? I'm an LA guy. He goes, oh, cool, yeah. Do you know so-and-so? No, I don't know who that is. Yeah, sorry, no, but I know a lot of them. Then he's like, you know Mark Normand? I was like, yeah, do you know Mark? He's like, yeah, I know him well. I know, as a friend. I was like, oh. And then it shook me. I was like, oh.
Right.
Okay. And then it kind of became like, well, what do you want to talk about then? Like,
right.
Because you make this barrier of like, I know he's not going to know, and we're not going to, it's just going to be weird. But then we started chatting about comedy, and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I can only get there with people that are either podcast friends.
Sure.
I can't do it with people that are like fans of mine from other, you know, mediums, I guess.
Like TV?
Mad TV or whatever. Right. It doesn't feel like they know me.
Yeah.
Right? But with podcasting, they know me. Or I can talk to people that are in a 12-step group. Like, I've been on the road where I'll be in the bathroom somewhere at a restaurant or something, and then I'll hear two guys talk about the book, and then I'll go, oh, I'm a friend of Bill W.
All right.
Right, and then they'll go, and then it always changes, you know, the relationship, almost as if we're instant, kind of a part of the club.
You're akin to one another because
Then, you know, we speak the same language, I guess. So I like that.
You know, that's so funny that there's this unspoken bond that addicts have in the same way that comic, no matter where you are, you just meet a comic, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
If they're a working comic, you right away are like, oh, dude, we have this thing. I talked to Brad Garrett on my show, and, you know, I had said that Brad's anniversary was coming up, and Richard Lewis's anniversary just happened for 26 years of sobriety.
Mm.
And I was asking how, like, his generation bonds over that over the years, because obviously all the people that got sober in his generation stayed alive.
Yeah.
A lot of guys that didn't in that generation are fucking dead.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because in our generation, we didn't lose a lot of guys.
Yeah, because I think it's not as...
they lost a lot of guys to drugs.
Because back in the day, it was like something that people enable each other to do.
It was part
but
of
now
culture.
It's like when you're a full-blown drug addict, you can't even get into the clubs, really.
Well, they don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, it's difficult to survive because it's just like... It's just a completely different game. Whereas before, like, I saw a documentary where Richard Pryor was on a movie set.
Right? High.
Not only high, he was smoking crack on set. You know what I mean?
And they were the PA is like, Richard, we need you on set.
Yeah.
He's like, hold on, baby.
Yeah.
They're like, he's smoking crack in the trailer.
It was sort of enabled or, you know.
Well, it was almost because they were such, you know. They were such big stars that were drug addicts, people like Pryor or Farley.
Yeah.
That it was like, fuck, we need them because they're so valuable.
Yeah.
That what are they going to do? They're going to tell them no, and then they're going to tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
And then they're like, That's the problem is there's no balance to that because you're not going to be able to tell an addict to stop when they're in the middle of it, especially if they're – it's like when someone tries to say to Trump that he can't do something and he's like, I already did it, and I'm the best.
Yeah.
Tell the guy that won presidency that he can't do anything. And you're like, really? Because I did the thing. So it's the same idea. If you're an addict, you're like, I'm fucking killing it. Who's to say that I'm not doing it right? So it's hard to communicate that to them.
But also that kind of behavior, though, isn't like tolerated anymore. Like, for instance.
Well, no. Times have changed.
Like in that movie, Island of Dr. Moreau with Marlon Brando and Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
One day... They just completely shut down production because Val Kilmer refused to go on set if Marlon Brando didn't get there first. And Marlon Brando refused to go on set if Val Kilmer didn't get there first.
Right.
So they just shut down the fucking day. In this day and age, the network would come, the studio would come down and go, all right, Josh Brolin and Brad Pitt are coming in. Get the fuck out.
Right.
You know what I mean? They just wouldn't tolerate it.
No, it would be you get wiped clean. Somebody wrote an article that I thought was very funny. I don't know if it was like an Onion thing or something, but they said, facts you don't know about celebrities, and it's got to be a bit, but it said Ben Affleck refused to shoot for 6 days on Geely because they made him wear a Yankees hat.
Yeah.
But like that would be the level of, you can't do that shit anymore. I don't know. I just think that like, well, you know what? Like here's what's changing in the business, genuinely. When you told me about selling the show, and I was genuinely happy for you, and I said, what's it about? And you said, it's about a Korean spa in South Los Angeles, correct?
Yeah, in Koreatown.
In Koreatown.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in South LA.
No, it's in Koreatown. It's fine.
And I thought, that's great. And I said, who'd you do it with? And we don't have to say his name if you don't want to.
Peter.
Okay, Peter. Yeah. And I said, who's Peter? I don't know Peter. And you said, he is a... What'd you say? He said he's Korean.
A fat Korean. Gay guy.
And I said, perfect.
Why?
Because that's who you need to write that show. Because if you said to me, I'm going in there with, Dan Greenfield, I'd be like, well, get someone Korean to write the Korean spa show.
It's funny that you say that. And I don't like, really talking about stuff that really isn't real yet, because selling a show isn't real to me.
Well, then we don't have to.
No, it's fine. I like to talk about it because I think it's important.
Yeah.
I think it's fucking important.
Yeah.
Right? But there is something about going in, because I've pitched shows with, older white or,
and famous
showrunners, and it just doesn't work. There's something about going in with a kid who's, young, gay, Asian. And in this climate, it's almost as if once he does his thing in the pitch.
What's his thing?
He just does this. He does this thing.
What he like? Blow one of the executives?
No.
He's like, here's the show.
He just kind of turns it up.
Yeah, he gays it up. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm not saying that.
You just did.
I didn't. I'm just saying that he does a thing.
Sure.
And once he does that, right, it's like, oh, we're going to sell this.
Are you gay on the show?
No.
Is there a gay character on the show?
He's gay.
On the show?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Right.
And I called you on the phone and I said, is there a white, angry, redheaded guy who maybe works in the shop next door?
What's great about the show is that because it's...
Is their landlord a white, angry, redheaded guy?
No.
Oh, the guy that...
We have a part in the show, right, that you could play. And because what I love about pitching a show like a Korean spa is that because we have patrons that come in or regulars. It's like Cheers.
Yeah, where everybody knows you.
Everybody knows
your balls.
And in Korean spas, if you haven't been to a Korean spa, it's like, you'll see, everyone goes there. Hispanics, black people.
Yeah, it's very multicultural.
Yeah, it's very multicultural. But it's 70% Korean dudes. Older Korean dudes, right?
Yeah, it's mostly Korean guys in their 80s, which is wild.
I love it.
It's wild.
So, but there is a character in my show that he's a limo driver.
I'm a limo driver.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you're always in the steam room at night.
Love it.
But you're always with other celebrities.
Love it.
Because you're a limo driver for celebrities.
So before they take them home, I say, do you want to go to a spa?
Yeah.
I love it.
And you're always complaining about things.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting next to you is always like, a big guy. But they don't say anything.
A famous guy.
So hopefully one day if the show goes, right, we could have like somebody. You're just going on these rants.
I love it.
And you're next to like, whoever it might be. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Love to be in a spa with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And you know what else you could do? Mm. Because every time I used to go to the old, when I lived near mid-city, I would go to the Korean spa that's connected to the driving range on Wilshire.
Ah.
It's a driving range and then the Korean spa's in.
Yeah.
So I could work at the driving range.
Blue Chew. Hey guys, you remember the days when you were always ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can increase your performance and get the extra confidence in bed. Listen up, Blue Chew. .com. That's blue like the color blue.
Yeah, it brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. It's going to get it pumped up.
Pumpy.
I've liked it. I've used it. Look,
I used it. It really does work good.
You can get a couple of good sessions in there. You can take them anytime, day or night. They're prescribed online by licensed physicians. You don't have to go to the doctor's office, so get rid of all
and
that.
And guess what? They're made in the USA.
That's right, baby.
And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy, no awkwardness, and you don't have to even leave the house.
And they got a special deal for the listeners right now. Go to BlueChew.com and get your first shipment for free. That's it, for free when you use the special promo code
Bad Friends.
That's right. That's BlueChew.com promo code
Bad Friends.
It's better, cheaper, faster choice. We thank them for sponsoring the pod. Remember, support our sponsors. You support us. You make this possible.
Thank you.
Use the promo code BadFriends at BlueChew.com.
TheraOne. Man, this CBD product really works well. It's the best one in the market, guys.
I love it. Yeah, it's really incredible. I have sore back muscles often in my legs and lower back from running a lot, and I love using this stuff to help me calm down.
And every time there's an earthquake, he has to use it on his body because he gets so scared.
Because I get so tense and tight and shaky.
And you go,
whoa. But hey, man, tight muscles, tough works out, signs of aging that are simply making it hard for us. The easiest solution is use CBD by TheraOne. This stuff is incredible. It is the percussive therapy treatment. Theragun is the people that are behind this. The benefits of CBD and their treatments they found are unbelievable for the body. You know, they get rid of toxins in your body.
In fact, when I came here today, Andrew, even without this ad, was saying, man, I've been using this TheraOne. It really does work.
No, seriously, I didn't know we were doing a read today. And genuinely, I do really like it. They sent it to me, and I used it on my neck and my lower back, and I really like it. Now through Labor Day, Monday, September 7th, TheraOne is offering our listeners a buy one, get one free for all TheraOne products. You've got to go to TheraGun.com/BadFriends. If you don't love what you get from TheraOne, send it back for a full refund with 30 days of purchase. This is not something TheraOne is likely to do again. Buy one, get one free at TheraGun.com/BadFriends. Only until Labor Day. Go now to TheraGun.com/BadFriends.
My Korean spa is called Hyundai Spa. I'm going to tell you, because I don't want people to flood there.
Like the car company?
Yeah, I think it's spelled the same
Hyundai's
way.
Hyundai's own, do they own them?
No.
Because they own a lot of stuff.
Well, my spa is in an alleyway. There's no sign, really.
Oh, so it's not a nice spot.
No.
Okay.
And it's been there forever. And it's 24 hours.
Of course. Why would you shut
down?
You
walk in, there's an old Korean lady there. Mm-hmm. You pay $20, $15. And you walk in, and it says, Hyundai Spa, we do your taxes.
Shut up.
I'm not fucking kidding you.
We do your taxes.
They do taxes, barbershop.
All right.
Ping pong arena.
Love that.
Right? They do all kinds of stuff.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
What is taxes is way out there.
I know, but it says it.
Barbershop ping pong is like athletic, get it cleaned up, but taxes
is
like.
I think Han, the guy, because there's this guy named Han. He's a Korean man.
He owns
like 70-year-old man. Huh. And this guy Han, right? He only goes at 2 in the morning. It's his own spa. So he also used to have a headshot of me. Because I've been going there for years, since Mad TV days.
Yeah.
He used to have a Mad TV, you know what I mean? Headshot of me. And when you would walk into the lobby, it would just be a headshot of me framed, right? And it was just one of those, you know.
Did you sign it?
Yeah, I signed it, yeah. Right? And then when my career started just depleting, because after Mad TV, there was like an 8-year gap where I didn't do anything.
I know, I remember.
He just took it off. He completely took it off. And so now there's like a dust. You know what I mean?
Just an outline of where it used to be.
Outline of where the used to be. He didn't fucking fill it, right? So whenever I walk in there and there's just this dust ring.
What about now? He wouldn't put back up?
No.
You're killing it
now. There's no way.
That's so mean.
It's so mean.
Han, put the fucking picture back up.
But this dude, right, at 2 in the morning, and ask my brother, or ask Pauly. Yeah. Pauly Shore, because I brought Pauly Shore, which was the biggest regret.
Why?
Bro. So Pauly's always there, right? And I try to see if his car is in the parking lot, because if it is, I won't go in.
Because you don't want to talk?
No, I'll tell you what he does. As I walk in, and if he's there, he'll be completely naked with two Korean men. He's touching them, right? And he goes, Chinese people are the most beautiful people in the world. And he sings that out loud.
But he's right.
I know, but then... And then we'll be in the steam room and he'll go, Chinese people.
Does he not know it's a Korean spa?
He doesn't care.
Do you think he knows where Korea is compared to China?
He does. He does. But, you know, Pauly has always been, he was raised with Asians. Because I don't know if you know this, but the comedy store staff used to be Thai.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's his name? Has a Thai food restaurant down in Santa Monica.
Right.
Yeah.
So it used to be Thai. So he was kind of raised by them. So he has this weird, like, affinity
for Asians, but for Thai Asians. Is much different than Korean.
He doesn't see the difference.
Well, that's good. That's good. I don't see color.
Yeah,
I see Asians.
So when Pauly's there, I just a sense of dread.
But I get that way. Don't you get that way about a lot of things when you see, when I've avoided going into places that I, when I see someone I know, just because I'm like, I just can't.
I can't do it.
I was going to go get one of my favorite Mexican restaurants right here near the house. And as I'm getting out of my car, I see someone waiting for a pickup order that we know. And I just didn't want to talk.
Yeah.
And I just got in my car and I left because I was like, I don't feel like chatting.
I do I love seeing somebody I don't want to talk to first. Because once they see you, it's like war zone. Once they see you, you're dead.
You're dead.
Right? You got to see them first.
It's that moment of, oh, right. No.
Right.
And then you're in the gulag.
So then when I see them, right, I go, I can do a route, or I do what Michael McDonald always taught. Always have your phone.
Yeah, get on your phone.
On your hand. When you're in public, always have your phone so that when he sees someone beeline toward you, you're talking to, and it's got to be something crazy.
What do you mean dad's dead?
Yes.
I'm coming home now.
Yeah, that, like one of those.
Yeah, you have to have some kind of emergency.
So back to Han, though, at 2 in the morning when he does. Yeah. I have people that back him. If you walk in the steam room, Han, this 70-year-old Korean dude who owns the whole thing, right?
Is he in good shape?
Yeah, he's ripped. He loves me too.
Old Korean dudes are ripped all the time.
He puts his hands behind his back like this, and he never sits. He's standing in the middle of the in the steam room. So standing like this, right?
Yeah.
And he makes these noises. Oh, yeah. Hooders. 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 You know what I mean?
What is it? What?
I don't know.
It's an ab workout?
His dick is this big.
Oh, he's a heavy hitter. Yeah, he's got a big old Louisville slug. I know this guy.
And he's just standing there. You know what I mean?
Who?
Who? Who did it?
Is it moving like what? An elephant tusk? Is
no,
it
just, It's just, I guess.
Moving when he goes, hoyo.
Yeah, but hoyo. it's always mid hard.
Yeah,
you know, it's
cause
like
because he's up here. He's
a thinker. He's a thinker. He's a thinker. He's a thinker, right? And you once you walk, you can't just go, excuse me, and close it like someone's taking a shit or something.
No, you just have to get
so
in.
So you have to go, oh, I got to go in, right?
Do you have to like pay homage to the penis? Do you have to like tug on it and go?
No, he always hate it because he always says hi to me. He goes, oh, there he is. Comedy, comedy. There he is. Oh, right? And I go, hi, how are you? It's good to see you. And he goes back, hoodia, hoodia. And he does his thing. You know what I mean? It's fucking so weird.
He's going to live forever, by the way.
He probably will.
Yeah, that's one of those guys. I think, but be honest with me. Are you ever concerned with the sanitary, the sanitization of that place?
Well, I think, you know, because you know I have gangrene. I have massive foot fungi.
I think gangrene is, what's gangrene? Gangrene's where it's going to fall off.
Yeah.
No, you have fungus infection. You have an infection.
And I got it from the spa.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that because of this COVID thing, it's a cesspool for.
Do you walk around without flip-flops?
Not only that, I walk around free, baby.
But wait a minute. I'm okay with the nudity, but you don't wear flip-flops on your feet?
What does free mean, baby?
Bro, I'm walking. If I go there, I'm walking with aqua socks. You know those, white guy aqua socks?
Yeah.
I just don't like that about public gyms is my biggest beef.
But it's you know, I brought Ian Edwards there once. Yeah. And
that's hilarious.
Yeah. And I said, you got to be completely naked. He said, nah. No.
I don't do that, son.
I don't do that.
I don't do that, son.
So then we're like, I'm getting naked. I go in to inside the steam room, and Ian Edwards walks in, and he's wearing and number one,
a bathing suit.
No, yellow basketball shorts,
like Lakers shorts.
Lakers. And I go, where'd you find it? He goes, I found it in the lobby.
What, he just took someone else's shorts?
Yeah, because he didn't know what to do.
All right,
because he doesn't want to be naked.
Why do you think it is? Just not his thing.
It's just not his thing. Yeah, it's, you know, it's not his thing.
There's some guys that aren't comfortable
with it. It's not his thing. Who else have I brought there? I brought Jay Davis there, Steve Byrne, people like that.
I like Steve Byrne a lot.
Yeah.
He's a good egg.
He's a good dude.
He's one of those guys that I think has always made me laugh, and I wish nothing but the best for someone like that. Honestly.
Are you being honest?
Yeah, because I really like, he's always been positive and always been funny.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
It's like a weird loophole in our business where you're like, why? He's funny and he's very sweet.
Yeah, he really is a sweet
guy.
So
why, I wonder why he's not.
Well, you know, I mean.
More.
Do you know how I met him? This is even sweeter.
When you guys were on tour, right?
Didn't
you?
No. So I'm in LA. I'm broke. Like, I'm dirt broke.
Right.
And I lived in one bedroom apartment in Silver Lake with 11 guys.
What?
Yeah, I lived.
What are you, a fucking migrant worker?
They used to call it the dumpster.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like we had a I'm not kidding you, a 50-year-old guy named Dave, homeless guy, lived there. We had a 17-year-old runaway from Beverly Hills, a girl.
A rich kid, though.
A meth head, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but she'll go back.
And she was able to stay there. I can't say her name, but she was able to stay there because she cleaned the house.
Well, because she was on meth all the time.
Yeah, she would take a toothbrush at 5 in the morning. You go, and she was just cleaning the fucking living room.
Yeah.
Or the, you know, the whatever, the living space.
A responsible meth head is kind of cool, though.
My brother Steve lived in my closet.
Like just in the on the floor?
Yeah.
Where did you keep any of your stuff? Did you have clothes? No clothes.
Just a pile. We would share community.
Grab it.
But so we were living there, and but for some reason I did the Tonight Show. Jay Leno.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I took a bus there to Burbank.
To the Tonight Show?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I was just, and this is right when phones came out.
Cell phone.
Like the Nokia, like.
With Snake?
Yeah, with Snake. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I get a call, and it's this Steve Byrne. I don't know him. And he goes, "Hey, man, I'm Steve Byrne. I'm a comic." I go, "What?" And he goes, "I live in New York. I'm just grinding it out." I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, by the way, the reason I got your number from Barry Katz." Huh. And he goes, "I saw your Tonight Show, man. Really inspiring."
Oh, wow.
And
dude,
I was just like, wow. Because no one ever has said good job on that, you know.
Well, comics don't, it's hard for comics.
No one says good job.
Right.
Right.
Unless you're best friends.
So for him to do that was so fucking kind. It was very important to me at the time. And then when he moved up here, moved to LA, we just became very good friends.
There's only a few times, small moments like that when comics do stuff, you know they mean it because they don't have to say it. Unless they're your friends.
Yeah.
Look, the one of the most meaningful moments of my career was, you know, Bill Burr tweeted at me after I put out my special on Showtime in 2017, and I didn't love it. I was kind of bummed about it. Mm-hmm. I think I rushed into it. Whatever. But he said something so nice in the tweet, and I texted him to thank him. And I was sitting on my patio, and I got emotional because it meant a lot to me.
Mm.
He didn't need to say anything.
Yeah.
Publicly, he could have been like, "Hey, man, good stuff." But it was just him doing that out loud for other people to hear. It just meant a lot to me.
Yeah, he's a guy with real strong ethics.
Well, he wouldn't say it if he didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Bill doesn't need to do that.
No, he's just not one of those kind of guys. Like, you know, when I'm and because I like people that are flawed and aren't ethical.
Right.
Right?
People that have issues.
Yeah, like you.
And like you.
Exactly. That's where we're two peas in a pot, baby. Two peas in a pot.
Do you think we're peas?
Whatever. But with Bill,
you're like a water chestnut. And I'm like a baby carrot.
Yeah, you always just like.
But with Bill, what? Sorry. My mind wanders. With Bill.
Because he has such strong ethics and stuff, I can't. He'll see through my bullshit.
He sees through everybody's bullshit.
Right? So then I have to be at my full supreme Bobby mode.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Well, I've seen you when you've got your P's and Q's together, when you're trying to be like, you know, a good boy.
Yeah.
And like focused. It's not who you are.
It's not who I am.
It's phony baloney.
Yeah. And I think he sees through it. So one time, you know, Sebastian had some sort of like pizza party.
Does he have his own pizza oven? One of those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he has Italians there, like real chefs.
He bought a couple of Italians, I heard.
Yeah.
He paid for them online. First flew of out
his
here.
Houses. It's She's been there.
I know. I see his online. He posts every other week. It's a crazy. New area of his
it's
home.
It's crazy. So I
you know, I'll never own a home like that.
Yeah, you will.
No way.
I mean, you would be able to afford one.
I never could. In my mind, I'm so scared of that kind of stuff because it scares me. I don't want to be like Ed McMahon. You know who Ed McMahon is?
Shut up.
You know who Ed McMahon was?
Yeah, he was Johnny Carson's sidekick.
Right. Do you know at the
end? Don't talk to me like that. Like, I don't know who.
Well, sometimes.
I'm a part of comedy.
I know, but sometimes I think.
Shut up.
Sometimes I think he might not know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think he might not know. Ed McMahon, at the end of his career, truth be told, couldn't afford his house. They put a lien on his house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's my point. Is like, I think sometimes when you buy stuff that's so much, that's my fear. Obviously, Sebastian's fine, but you'd think Ed McMahon would be fine. So why did they have to lean his house? Why did they have to seize his house? He just wasn't paying his mortgage. And then when he was dying, it was like, we're going to have to take it back. The bank's going to take back your house.
Yeah, but if he's dying, why would he give a fuck?
Because then all your finances for your children and your children's children are fucked.
Oh, that's true.
Then you fuck them over. Then they have to pay for all your debt. That's my biggest fear, is leaving debt for other people.
Back to Sebastian, though, at
oh,
the house.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Yeah, sorry. Big house. Sorry.
Yeah. It's so hard to keep track with you sometimes.
Yeah. I'm like a tree.
I know, because we go this way and I go this way. And then in my head, I have to still keep this as a thing because I was starting this story.
But the road less traveled. I'm going to meet you there at the end. Yeah. We're going to get there. I just want to go to the, I want to get leaves all
well,
over
this is a really
me.
Good mental exercise for me, though.
That's what this
so
is.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. Being with you here
yeah.
is such a big mental exercise for me.
But that's a good thing.
Because, you know, not only am I talking, but there's a sense of rage that happens inside me.
Mm, same.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Like
when we got into a fight outside before
oh my
the
God.
Show started?
It was crazy. Well, you know, first of all, you screamed at me.
I did. You know why?
Why?
Because you belittled what I wanted in my life.
It's belittling.
You were belittling.
It's a belittling thing.
You belittled
that
me.
You did that to yourself.
You belittled me after I went and got you coffee, cigarettes, and Red Bull.
And I said, after I went and got you coffee, cigarettes, and Red Bull. I had to cancel.
Have you ever bought anything for me like that? Have you ever gone to the store and bought me something that if I could text you and say, Bob, would you bring me?
I asked you the...
Would you bring me Diet Coke and coffee?
I asked you to fucking bring me this because I'm not allowed to go to 7-Eleven or go anywhere.
Whose problem is that?
Because if I went to 7-Eleven with her, right, to get cigarettes,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
She would have told on me.
Stop being a snitch. Stop snitching. Because then I have to do his dirty work.
So I'm asking for a fucking favor.
Please. Go right? then include please
and
in the text.
Pitching a show to Fox yesterday is not the same as going to the boardroom of some country club to get in.
Golf club. It's a golf club.
All right. They're not the same thing.
But it doesn't matter. It's my priority and your priority. I respected yours. You respect mine.
All right. So the next
and
time
then I, said,
I
Bob,
will cancel, I will move for something ridiculous like, oh, you know what I mean? I'm shaving my legs. Today's leg shaving and it's
and you
important
know, and
to
And you know
me.
What I would say?
Yeah.
If it's important to you, I'm down.
All right, good.
But you have to film it.
No.
Yeah.
Then film your fucking board committee thing for the country club.
I will.
It's a club. It's not a golf club. It's a country club.
No, it's not a country club.
That's what they call it.
No, it's a men's club. It's not a country club.
Right? It's like saying, hey, is that a car? No, it's a sedan. It's still a fucking car.
No, not true. These are two separate things. Country clubs are for like families. This is just a golf club. It's for golf. It's for men. It's a men's club.
It's a men's club. There we go. That's even worse.
Why? Do women go to the Korean spa that you go to, Bob?
Yes. There's a women's
division. Yeah, there's a women's place, too. So they can't go with you in all the rooms.
There is a women's
division. No, okay. Yeah, so
yeah,
shut up.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Mm, interesting.
Can you please say thank you for getting you coffee and cigarettes and Red Bull?
Oh, my God. It'll be I will never.
Because you didn't say thank you.
I will never say it.
Why? You didn't say why?
Because
you just said, get me this stuff, and you didn't even say thank you to me.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because the day I met you, let me just finish without you interrupting.
Okay, I'll put the mic away.
Okay. There are just certain things, when you meet certain people, you know, I believe in an afterlife. I believe that people, we have other lives, right? And when I met you, it was almost my soul knew your soul. And said, you know what? I've known this guy before in past lives. And we're intricately entwined, our destinies, right? And there's almost a love that you can't describe or you can't really even look up in a dictionary. It really is something that is there's no words to, you know, to describe it. And when I met you, and I've done this with a lot of comics, where I meet them and I go, you know what? We've known each other before. So there's just unsaid things, you know? And so when I ask you, because I'm in trouble, right? And you do that for me, I don't really find the need to thank you for it because I would do the same. And we're beyond that kind of language.
I would thank you. I would absolutely thank you. such a dick.
I'm not. I refuse.
That's fine.
Yeah, I refuse.
So tell me, can you finish your Sebastian about his big house that you love
oh,
so much?
No.
And
so
you went and got pizza. Bet,
so I saw Bill there with his wife
yeah,
and
love.
His baby.
The best.
And I have a plate full of pizza. And I walk by. I know they locked eyes with me. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of, I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I sit there and I go, what's your baby's name?
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? And he says it, and he goes, how's the company going? And he goes, hey, man, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I go, I don't know, man. I just get nervous.
He does.
I know. He goes, I know. You're doing a great job on the podcast. Thanks for being a part of our company.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah. I get really nervous around him.
Him,
Rogan, I get nervous.
Papas, yeah, the big papas.
Yeah, yeah.
He called me the other day. He's they're prepared to leave. He's ready to move.
Yeah, I know.
They move at the end of the month.
Joe is?
Joe's gone.
Where?
To Austin.
Yeah.
They're gone. He's ready to rock. He called me last night and we talked for a while. And it was just wild. It's wild that he's gone. He's leaving. He's like, he's ready to go. A new chapter in his life.
You know, there's
cool.
Three other comics that called me, and they're selling their houses.
They're leaving. Let me guess. Paula Poundstone.
I'm not allowed to say.
Margaret Cho.
Not allowed to say. But there's a bunch of guys leaving.
People are gone. People are leaving.
Because they don't like the stringent, you know, rules.
They don't like LA anymore?
I think that they don't like the liberal vibes and
they
want more freedoms. Let's just say that.
Sure, yeah.
One of them is like he was saying, I want to move because of my kids, you know, the school system and this and that, but I know what his ideology is.
But I have heard that people are, because LAUSD is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, you know, like I went to public school as a kid. Did you go to public school or did you go to private school?
Public.
And, you know, I don't think they were the best in Chicago, but they were fine.
Yeah, they were fine.
So I don't know if it's like that up here anymore because you went to public in SD.
I went to a really good school district, Poway High I went to. We've talked about it before.
Yeah, you're in the Hall of Fame.
I'm not. But, you know, it's probably the darkest time of my life, high school, public school.
Yeah.
I have a couple of good memories, but generally it was a lot of like dick sucking and drugs. I'll just say that.
Thank you for being a.
Yeah.
High school wasn't totally black for you. There was moments where it was kind of nice, right?
Well, I went to three rehabs in high school.
Cool.
Yeah. I didn't have a girlfriend. Didn't make love to anybody. I tried to be friends with the popular people.
But you didn't get kicked out of school. That's nice.
I did.
But then you got to graduate.
Because every time I would go get kicked out, I would always go through a rehab.
Mm.
And then, you know, through the rehab, I would be able to get back into school saying that I'm sober. But then I would relapse. It was like one of those things.
Sad.
And, but, you know, when I was 17 is when I got sober. And it was my junior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from junior year when I got sober until I graduated was pretty bright, I guess. Because, you know, my senior year, I was completely sober. I was going to AA meetings. I was, like, very active.
You feel so much better when you're clean, huh?
I'm not good in a drug run.
Because
I go hard.
In a binge.
I go hard, dude.
Right.
I go hard, and I'm blind to it all, and I don't give a fuck.
What do you think my drug would be if I was gonna get into drugs and slip away?
You're like a whiskey guy. I think an alcohol
Well, that guy. It does happen. Yeah, that happens to me sometimes.
You just have an alcohol temperament.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so no
I don't
drugs.
See you as a meth guy.
No.
Yeah, I don't see you as a pothead. Do you smoke pot?
I did for years, and I don't think I do anymore. I've talked about that.
Did your wife smoke pot?
No. I mean, I don't. It's just not. I smoked pot since I was 15, and for high school I smoked all the time, almost every day. College I smoked constantly.
Yeah.
Then when I got out, I would smoke, and you know, I go through phases.
Yeah.
And the past 5 years of my life, I smoke intermittently once in a great while.
Yeah.
And one day I had a bag of weed the size of this room at my house because of we have a friend who's in the comedy world that owns a company. And I literally just called up my buddy and I was like, hey, come over and pick up this weed. I just don't even think I need it. I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
And then since then, once in a while, if I'm at a party and someone has a joint, I'll hit the joint, maybe.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. I think booze is my biggest crutch.
Yeah, I feel bad that I relapsed after 17 years of sobriety, but here's what I do like. I always, even when pot became legal, you know, in California and dispensaries opened up,
mm-hmm.
I always in the back of my head went, what is that like?
to go to a dispensary?
Yeah, because, you know, when I was a kid, you know what I mean, I would have to, like, search for days.
You're so annoying to get pot.
A kid, yeah, and you're in the suburbs, it would take days to get weed.
Yeah, and it was also, well, I mean.
And then you would get this, like, mud, dirt.
You get brickweed. You get awful, shitty Mexican seeds, brickweed.
Yeah, but so I was wondering what that was like. So, you know, going into a dispensary and going to the expensive, you know what I mean?
It's wild.
Oh, my God.
Like the premium shit.
The premium shit.
I think being a pothead now is much cooler than it was when I was young.
And then just imagine never having anything for 17 years and taking that first hit.
Jesus.
I mean, it was crazy.
You had to disappear for a little while.
I remember, like, I got high in Hawaii because I was shooting Magnum PI.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me from my hotel room to the restaurant. There was this 24 pancake house by my, right? It took me like an hour to get there. And it's 2 minutes away.
Just like getting up and.
Yeah, because I hadn't been high in almost 20 years, and right? And you're just, you know, it just took me forever.
It's heavy. It's heavy.
And I was laughing the whole time.
Yeah. Hey, let's explain.
You got to go to your country club soon.
Stop it. Golf club. Let me explain what's going on real fast.
Mm.
So we have a poster here that you can see behind us. Look, thank you to the fans that wanted the shirts on the back of Rudy's chair or the shirts there. We had over 2,500 emails, entries to get the shirts, right? So we had a computer algorithm print out a random assortment of names that made it up to this level, right? That was the only way to do it. So there's about 200 and something names. I don't even know how many names are up there. And it's a target. And who's on the target, Jules?
George.
George is. Yeah. And now George in this picture is what, Jules? What is he there?
He's holding a gun.
But what would you assume he would be then? He's a...
A target.
Yes.
He's a target. He's because he's a bad guy, right?
Yeah.
So I figured the best way to do it, Bob, to get the shirts out to fans would be to have Jules shoot at the target. What do you think?
I love it.
You think that's
idea.
Good?
I'm going to not be in the room.
No, we have to be in the room.
But I'm leaving the back.
We'll be behind her.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be here.
All right, so do you want to shoot this now?
Well, let's do it while we're here.
While you and I sit here?
Yeah.
You want her to shoot between us?
Yeah.
Wait, on his head?
Anywhere in the board.
Well, just aim at him.
Are you brave enough? You want to do it?
I mean, yeah. Are you gonna? You're not going to kill us, are you?
No.
Fuck, what if she hits one of us?
I know.
Jules, do you really think you can hit this without hurting us?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to shoot it twice.
Okay.
Twice because we have to have two names. All right?
Yeah.
And then... I know. Okay, close that. Or could you come inside if you want. It doesn't matter.
I just need to protect my face because I think she's going to shoot me in the face.
Okay, Jules, come here. Get this gun and you're going to stand... All right, so the safety's off, so be careful. Okay. The safety's all. All you have to do is point forward and shoot it. Back up a little bit. Let's get you backed up till there.
If you shoot me, I'm going to kick you out of the
house. Let me close my computer because I don't want to... Wait, okay, so hold on, Bob. Okay, so it's going to bounce. You know that. It's going to go behind. It's going to bounce and it might hit one of us anyway. So are we good to go on that end?
We're good.
All right, I just want to protect my face because I don't want to get hit in the face. All right, you ready, Jules?
Yeah.
All right, shoot once, take a break, and then shoot again. But I want you to say, because George, I want you to go... Die, George, and then die, George, twice. Is that cool?
Die, George.
Die, George, twice. All right, so are you ready, Andres? When you're ready, Jules, go ahead.
Die, George!
Again?
Die, George!
Did it get it?
There's nothing there.
What do you mean? Where'd it go? Here, let me see the gun.
There's nothing in there. Just air came out.
Let me see. No, here, you're fine. The clip was, you hit this, you can't, this hits the clip out. Don't put your hand on that. The clip will fall out there if you go like that.
Oh.
So don't put your thumb there. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right.
Okay. Holy shit.
All right, back up. All right, here we go. You ready? Okay, go ahead.
Die, George. Die, George.
Okay. Where did we hit? Where did we hit?
Nothing.
There's nothing.
How?
Give me the clip.
Let me see.
Go look.
Yeah, there's bullets in there.
But I saw something bounce.
How is there no holes in this? Let me try. I'm gonna shoot it just to see where it goes.
Okay.
Over there. Ready? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Yeah, the bullet just came out. You heard it bounce.
It never came out with her.
All right, come on. Try it again.
It never came out with her.
All right, try it again.
It never came out with her.
All right, come on. Here we go. All
right.
Try it again. Go ahead. Die, George, and do it.
Die, George.
Oh, yeah. Aim.
Die, George.
Did you hit it?
He doesn't know to aim.
No.
It didn't go?
Do it again.
Go closer.
Get closer.
There you go. Go ahead.
There we go.
Die, George. Die,
George. That one hit my head.
It's not hitting.
What do you mean?
It's bouncing.
No, it can't bounce. No way. Let me see.
Let me try it.
Hold on. Let me try.
Yeah.
What? Close your eyes.
Yeah,
that one went through. Taylor Abilene. You see it? Taylor Abilene. All right?
Yeah, it also went there.
Oh, so there is two.
Higgins.
All right, so we have our two. Trey Higgins and Taylor Abilene. They get the shirt.
Yeah.
All right, so now I want you to just... here's what I want you to do now. Just keep shooting it. Just rapid fire at it. Bop, 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 because we have the two names now. Mm-hmm. Now just keep shooting it. Die, George. Bop, 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 over and over. Just kill him. Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
Die, George. Die, George. Die, George.
All right, good. Yay. Very good. Rudy, come here. Come back behind here.
Let me try behind it.
Bob. You can. You want to shoot him? I think we need some more bullets. Yeah, hold on. I need to get some more bullets.
It's okay.
Here, come here. Go behind him and stand behind here and hold the gun so we can sign off. Hold the gun like this, like you're a... I'll put the safety back on. You know, like this, like you're hardcore. There you go. Yeah. All right, here we go. And I want you to say it. Me and Bob will just watch you say it proudly. Ready? As loud as you can.
Okay. Thank you for being a bad friend.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Good job, Jules.